This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's 8:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And we've got our special guest, Congresswoman Kat Kamek. Good morning, Kat. How you doing today?
I am doing great. Good morning, fellas.
So the budget passed. It was easy peasy, right?
You can probably hear it in my voice. I have been talking nonstop for what seems like 24 hours. Holy buckets, by the skin of our teeth, but we've got it in a good place. It has now advanced to the next step, and it was tough, not going to lie. We have such thin margins in the House right now, 218 to 215, and our colleagues on the left, they had told us they were going to have three absences, but the sneaky little devils, they brought those three individuals in to try to surprise us, and we were ready for it. But this is really important because had we not been able to pass the budget resolution on the House floor last night, it would have absolutely stopped all of Trump's agenda, because what we were voting on was the no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime, the RAINS Act, which is, as you guys know, our flagship bill, the largest regulatory reform effort in American history. And it included a floor, and I say a floor, of $1.5 trillion in spending cuts. Now, is that enough? No, but it's the starting place. And if we hadn't passed that version of the bill, you would see us then having to negotiate with the Senate, and the Senate version is a wimpy $4 billion in cuts. And I told the speaker, I said, I absolutely under no circumstances will support the Senate version. We have to get this done tonight. And President was involved. He was on the phone with members who were wavering on this. And so we're in a better place today. Thank goodness. This is a really, really good sign. But we still have a long ways to go.
Let me ask you this. I think, and I can become confused from time to time, can you explain about raising the debt ceiling is not necessarily raising spending? Can you explain how that works?
Yes. So, and the raising of the debt ceiling isn't official until we actually do the final resolution. That is the important thing to mention here. We have to go through, because if you remember back to December, I was one of the 38 Republicans that did not support the bill that would have increased the debt ceiling $5 trillion. I've never supported a debt ceiling increase. I wasn't about to start. And I needed to see some really significant commitments to spending cuts in order to do something like that. And so we actually spent a lot of time with Vice President Vance negotiating that we would be cutting in the trillions in order to trigger a debt ceiling increase. And this is something that the president feels very strongly about. I understand that people are like, hey, what the heck? It triggers extraordinary measures from the Treasury if you hit the limit. And I've had people say, well, why don't we just get rid of the limit altogether, which I think is a terrible idea. At $37 trillion in debt, it is a good thing that we have that in place to force members of Congress to really take stock of the financial health and security of the country. But you can't spend beyond that. It's like basically saying we're going to remove the credit card limit for your Visa or your American Express, and you can just spend at will.
Greg would go crazy.
I know. You know him at Macy's. He can't be trusted.
No, it's the gun stores and the car stores.
Well, there's that.
So, Kat, let me ask you this. If you can, just in a nutshell, give us the best, a quick bullet point or two. What's the best about the bill, and what are some bad things you kind of wish weren't in there?
Honestly, I wish the debt ceiling hadn't been in there. I would love to see this on a standalone single-issue bill, and I want to see the cuts before we actually have that in place, which the way this is done, it will to an extent, but there's a lot of faith and trust that we're extending here to our colleagues. Good things, like I said, best thing in my opinion is the RAINS Act. Regulatory reform is the thing that will put this country on track to drain the swamp, empower the people, and save $2 trillion a year. That is the best thing about the bill. Locking in the tax cuts permanently, that's critically important in the short term, because if we let them expire, every family in America will experience in every tax bracket an increase from $2,000 to $3,000 and up every single year. And so that's really important for everyday working class families. Like I said, the bad thing is I don't love that the debt ceiling is in there. It's one of the things that the president demanded. We're going to have to work really hard to make sure we get the cut.
Now, you didn't like the Senate bill at all. It didn't have enough cuts in it. This bill that you just barely passed last night will go to the Senate. What are your expectations that when you get it back, it'll still look similar to what it is now?
On the spending front, we all know that the Senate, they get a little weak-kneed. So if they really start going in and saying, we're going to do half of the spending cuts, that's simply untenable. I'm sorry. Like, we're at a breaking point when it comes to the spending and to our debt. So we have to at least be deficit neutral in this package. Anything less than that is unacceptable. Senator Mike Lee and I have worked really, really hard on making sure that the RAINS Act was a part of the resolutions in both the House and the Senate. If they strip that language, I'm definitely out. And at the point that we are in the House, they're going to need my vote.
Wow. All right. Well, pretty strong stuff there. And
hardball.
Yeah. We hope that you're successful in cutting. And, I guess real quick, last question is, what's the feeling from your counterparts in terms of DOGE? Is there anybody who's on the Republican side who is worried about this perceived kind of power that Elon Musk has?
No, this is, again, I was telling Greg, I spent 13 hours in a committee markup yesterday fighting my Democrat colleagues who were just consistently slamming the president, slamming Elon. And I had to remind them at one point, in fact, AOC now serves on my committee, and I had to remind her that DOGE exists under the authority that former President Obama created via executive order. And people will remember that DOGE is just using that simple authority because Obama, when they rolled out Obamacare and that healthcare website, it crashed. It was a miserable failure. What did he do? He hired a bunch of 19, 20-year-old techies and programmers, embedded them into different government agencies to fix it. And so we're literally just taking a page out of their playbook, and the left can't stand it. So as far as the Republicans go, we love what's happening. I will caution my Republican colleagues that if they say that they support DOGE, then they need to stand firm and not pass a CR, a continuing resolution, that would refund all of the things that Elon and the president have just cut. That, to me, is the definition of insanity. We can't keep doing that. So keep an eye out in the next 2 weeks for the conversation about a continuing resolution and government shutdown. It's absolutely ridiculous. We have to start cutting and doing a budget. That's going to be the very, very next thing, which is separate from reconciliation.
Congresswoman Kat Kamick, get yourself a little nap in there, and we wish you the best.
Like I'm rough, Bob?
Oh, I'm the king of the nap, so yeah, just follow my example. You'll be all right.
I appreciate it.
All right, you take care and be safe.